Belongs to Jackson Wiest and the man Dan Braves. They get it across the floor to Carlson on the left wing. He'll skip it back across to Wiest. Jackson's had some shoulder issues this year, wearing that harness on his right shoulder. Back out between the circles, Riopelle with it. Now to Wiest on the wing. Wiest attacks the foul line, bounces it out left. Carlson a three, going to be short. And the rebound comes off the foot of Lohman, but right back out. Now Wiest a three, and he hits.
You know, really good first possession defense. It's just that offensive rebound. It was kind of a scramble. Really good possession, other than the end.
So 3-0 in favor of Mandan on the Jackson Wiest three from the top of the key. Carson Kidd with it on the right wing. Couple dribbles down to the baseline, walled off by Klein. Out to the wing for Carson Lamb. Up top for Meemong. He's going to try a three from the top. Hits off the left side of the iron. No good. Races after his own rebound, but he's out of bounds. And it's going to Mandan.
I just love that right there for Isaac, though. You know, it's a cool night coming out. Unafraid. Steps into a three. I thought it looked good coming out of his hand as well.
So Mandan's got the ball. 1 minute gone, up 3-0. Right wing for Dane Carlson. Back up to the top of the key. Wiest swings it left into the corner for Lohman. Now baseline, Riopelle takes one dribble, flips it back to Lohman. Up top, Wiest to pass fake right, goes back left. Three ball is good from the left side by Jace Lohman. It's quickly 6-0 Mandan.
And you can see what Jamestown has done for the first two possessions. I'm sure part of it's personnel, but almost a little bit of a box in one. Carson's kind of following Klein everywhere he goes, but obviously we gave up two open looks.
Down to the right baseline, Carson Kidd with it. Max Anderson comes out to get it on the right wing. Anderson guarded by Carlson, deep on the right wing. Couple of shuffle dribbles to the right baseline. Skips it all the way across the floor to Carson Kidd. Shot fake to the baseline. Floater, got it.
Nice look for Carson. Skip, good shot fake, fundamental play.
So Carson Kidd with the first basket for Jamestown. Just about 2 minutes gone. Right baseline for Klein. Back up top for Wiest. A little shoulder shake. He'll rise up. Three balls off the front iron. No good. And Carlson tracking has the loose ball in the putback.
Another tough possession as far as the back end. Trying to locate bodies out of that zone.
So Mandan leads now 8-2. Lamp down to the baseline. A little hesitation. Skips it across the floor. Max Anderson's going to fire it up. Bang! From Max Anderson.
Max has been so consistent all year. They talked about that during senior night, about how he's become such a consistent shooter. It's great to see.
Wiest dumps it out left for Lohman. Skips it across the floor to Dane Carlson. One dribble back up top into the corner. Lohman's going to try a three. Got it.
Really good ball movement from Mandan against this.
Only one official said it was a three.
Gave him the two.
I think that's only a two. I'm not sure. They put three on the board, didn't they? Because it was 8-5.
Yeah.
Lamp with it around to the left side. A little hesitation. Drives the angle. Takes some contact. Whistled and fouled. And it's going to be a couple of free throws now for Carson Lamp. Jamestown's going to get most of their regular starters back on the floor. Lamp will shoot two.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they take it a time here at the break. I didn't.
So Lamp will shoot twice. First one is good. The only official who whistled the three or signaled the three was Ryan Hardy, who was on the wrong side of the floor.
And what they will do at times, that baseline official was nearest him. If he did give him that call, he'll kind of, you know, signal that over. So that is possible.
Second free throw, also good. So Lamp makes both. Jamestown goes to the line change. Brooks Carroll, Shea Carroll, Keith Levine, and Jacob Hilgeman on the floor for Jamestown. Right sideline, Jackson Wiest with it. Curls back into the middle of the floor, off the left elbow, gives it up to Lohman. Now the right side for Dane Carlson, skips it back to Wiest on the left wing. Jamestown's back in man-to-man. They've got Levine on Klein, rises up, eight-footer from the side, no good, and a loose ball foul going to go against Dane Carlson.
And I'll tell you what, if Klein takes that shot tonight, all night long, Coach Lloyd would be thrilled with that. He did a good job of staying low. He can obviously shoot over the top, but if we can have him shooting from 17, that's a pretty good spot for us defensively.
So a four-point lead right now for Mandan, 11-5, 14:39 to play here in the first half. Brooks Carroll gets it off into the corner for Hilgeman. Bounce it up top for Carson Lamp. Lamp wants a screen from Levine. Looking Levine on the roll, wasn't there. Now Carroll on the left side. That's Shea Carroll with it now. Too many guys in too small of an area there for Jamestown. Up to Hilgeman, top of the key, three, rattles out. And Brooks Carroll taps the rebound into the lap of Brad Nold, and it's going to be Mandan basketball.
Almost worst case scenario, you could actually hear Coach Lloyd just talking about now. Keith had pretty good position. Jacob brought his defender, who happens to be Elijah Klein, into the post with him, so just a matter of spacing.
Weiss down to the right elbow. Pulls up, 15-footer. Missed it off the front iron. Rebound for Brooks Carroll. Nice pass up the floor to Lamp. Lamp's going to lob it up to Levine, and too tall. He overthrew him and out of bounds. So a turnover for Jamestown.
You know, one of those things you look at right now with the rotations that we have on the floor, generally Jacob has a matchup that is favorable in the post because you got Bowden and Keith out there. Klein on him, that's not going to be the case, obviously.
Jackson Weiss with it on the left wing. Rhea Pell now throws it to the right side for Tyler Thilmoni, who's in the game for the first time. Left baseline, Rhea Pell. Couple of hop steps to the lane line. Leaves it back to Lohman. Dribbles the baseline, and a nice finish from Jace Lohman. He's got eight already.
Really good offensive action for Mandan. Ball shift inside, screening actions. Pretty efficient offensively.
Shane Carroll goes left corner for Hilgeman. They've got Klein still on Hilgeman. Hilgeman trying to dribble baseline, cut off by Rhea Pell. Tried to dump it back out to the top to Levine, but the long arms of Elijah Klein knocked it down and stole it. And Mandan's got it back. Weist on the wing, dribbles the angle. Bounce it out to Klein. Underneath, Rhea Pell, left side finish is good.
Tell you what, they're kind of putting a clinic on right now as far as offensive efficiency. The ball moving side to side. That pass from Jackson's one you go, nice pass, just don't do it again. But it worked out well for them there.
Inside, Keith Levine on the left side. Baseline feed from Shea Carroll, and Levine taps it in off the window.
And a little bit surprising matchup. They got Rhea Pell on him. I think I would go to that consistently for us right now.
Klein at the high post with Levine on him. Couple of dribbles down the right side. Rises up. Shoots that one off the front rim. Rolls off left. Rebound for Brooks Carroll. Here comes Carson Lamp to the foul line with it for Jamestown. Hands it off to Hilgeman. Over to Shea Carroll. Carroll with it on the right wing. Tries to dribble the angle. Caught underneath of the block. Looking for an outlet. Drops it into Levine. Right hook off the window and in.
I'm telling you, that's where we got to go all day. They're not bringing any help on that.
Left side corner with it, Tyler Thilmoni for Mandan. He'll back it out to the wing. Hesitates, turns the corner, down the right side. Scoop pass underneath to Klein, and he's got his first two of the night.
One of the things you'll see tonight, Keith is very big on help on any penetration. He likes to affect shots, but on the backside of that is going to be Klein tonight.
Shea Carroll, open three, left wing. Got it.
And that's a good one to see come off Shea. Come from Shea right there. He had a couple game stretch where he was kind of struggling shooting the ball a little bit.
So Jamestown cuts it to 17-14. Mandan 3-point lead. Jackson Weiss with it on the wing into the corner. Right side. Trying to turn the corner with it was Jace Lohman. Back out to Thilmoni. He'll feed it into the corner. Left side for Weiss. Weiss with 12. Into the paint. Curls the middle. Blocked from behind, but a foul whistled on Shea Carroll. And Jackson Weiss going to go to the foul line. Or a couple of free throws.
You know, that's one of those tough matchups. Jackson's obviously got a pretty significant size advantage in that matchup. So it's a matter of making sure that for Shea, just to keep the guy in front of him, keep him out of the paint so we don't force help situations, give Klein weak side boards or anything there.
Two free throws coming for Jackson Weiss. First one on the way rattles in.
The question that I had coming into this year as you looked at Mandan and where they were last year and where they were this year, obviously we were both high on this. I think we talked about this postseason last year. They were going to bring a lot of stuff back. The question was depth, and that's where I'm going to be interested to see as this game progresses. How does that depth play out for both teams, especially considering we're missing Bowden?
Weiss hits both foul shots. Mandan leads 19-14. Dante Maloney comes in for Mandan. He's going to guard Keith Levine now. They're going to lob it into Levine. Left block. Shot fake. Gets his defender in the air and a foul as Brayden Johnson came from the backside to try to alter the shot, and he fouled Levine.
I love the offensive focus right now for Jamestown. Really focusing on Keith. You saw Coach Schaefer's talk right now. He wants some weak side help there. It's just not getting there quick enough.
Levine's first free throw bounces off the right side of the iron. No good. Mandan leads 19-14. Clock at 11:22 of the first half. Second free throw coming for Levine, and that one is good. So Levine splits the pair. Jamestown down by four. Tyler Thilmoni with it for Mandan. He'll take it across the timeline. Whips a pass up the right side for Weiss. Weiss penetrates into the paint. Cut off. Out to Johnson. Up above the foul line for Maloney. Maloney looking for Klein. Jamestown's got Levine fronting him right now with backside help. They're going to skip it across to Johnson. Didn't take the shot. Now they go to the baseline for Maloney. Maloney skips it back to Klein and threw it over his head and out of bounds. So we've now seen passes go over Keith Levine's head and Elijah Klein's head. Those are two guys that are tough to miss.
I don't know that we've said that this year. if you take a look right now for Jamestown, though, that time down the floor, whoever's guarding Johnson is becoming that big guy. On to Klein. I would assume you'd really want to pound it into Klein to try and put Levine in some foul trouble situations.
Skip to Brooks Carroll across the floor, takes a dribble. Now he'll rise up. Three ball, swirls out, rebound for Klein. It was a good look from Brooks.
Yeah, it was.
You don't see him shooting off the dribble very often, but had a chance to put one in there. Maloney down the right baseline, starts to back in. One dribble, gives it up. Maloney turning the corner, right side of the alley, backs it up to the corner, whips the baseline pass across the floor to Wiest. His three is good, and Jackson Wiest has his second three of the ball game.
Been a few years for him shooting this gym prior to going to Mandan. So.
Yeah, he's got some... Spent some time in this gym over the years. 22-15. And Max Anderson from the left corner hits again. Second three for Max.
I just love his ready every time. Feet, hands ready.
We've hit the 10-minute mark for the first half. Matt Anderson draws the assignment of Elijah Klein right now. Skip pass across the floor to the right side for Johnson. Now above the foul line, Filmoni goes into Klein, spins to the baseline and lays it in. It's that time the backside help a little late getting to Klein.
Wisely, Shea Carroll pulled off right there at the last second.
24-18, Mandan leads by six. Ty Munson with it on the left wing. Skips it across the floor to Shea Carroll. He's going to load up a three. Got it.
Nice. Two big ones for him to start the game here for us.
Shea Carroll and Max Anderson each with a pair of triples. And Jamestown slashes the lead in half down to three. Jackson Wiest around a high screen. Gives to Klein on the flare. Handoff to the right wing for Johnson. Johnson back into the corner. With it is Klein. Klein a couple of dribbles into the lane. Tries to turn the corner. Right finger roll is short, but a foul whistled against Jamestown. It's going to go on Matt Anderson.
That's one where you'd really like to see Matt sink a little bit. Let's force Klein to shoot some perimeters rather than giving him penetration lanes.
So it's 24-21. Mandan leading by three. Klein will shoot twice. First one is short off the front rim. You know, we go back to, you look at last year's West Region Tournament, Jamestown and Mandan played in that West Region title game, and Klein had such a great weekend leading up to that game. He did kind of run out of gas a little bit in the second half. He had a monster night the night before against Bismarck. He's a guy that can wear down a little bit as games go on. I haven't seen him as much this year, obviously, as I did last year, but he is a guy that sometimes deals with a little fatigue.
And you can see a little bit now, actually. He had hands on the hips, and you can see Coach Schaefer pick that up right away because he's going to have to ride him throughout this night.
So it's 25-21, timeout on the floor, whistled by Mandan's Brandon Schaefer. 9:10 to play here in the first half. It's 25-21 in favor of Mandan. The Blue Jays are going to get the ball back. When action resumes, we'll take a 30-second timeout.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4, where you can play one of their 5 electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the buffalo in Jamestown.
It is a 4-point lead right now for Mandan. 9:10 to play here in the first half. Max Anderson, Carson Lamp, Ty Munson, Brooks Carroll, and Matt Anderson, the 5 Blue Jays out there right now. Of course, if you're just joining us, Jamestown is without Bowden Skunberg for the third consecutive game. Max, top of the key, rises up. His three is short. Matt Anderson, the offensive rebound, puts it right back up, and it bounces in.
I'll tell you what, he's kind of been an unsung hero for us at different times this year. He's given us some really big minutes off the bench.
Klein flaring into the corner. He'll push it right back out to Thilmoni. Skip pass goes to the right side for Wiest in front of the Jamestown bench. Working his way in, trying to spin to the baseline, cut off by Lamp. Feeds it back out to the corner to Maloney. He picks up his dribble near the top, gives it to Jace Lohman. Lohman goes back to the wing. Thilmoni lobs it in for Klein. Klein, a shot fake, goes by Matt to the baseline, and he dunks it. Well, he reached up, grabbed the rim, pulled himself up, and threw the ball in with the other one.
A little left-hand pull-up.
Carson Lamp to the baseline, and a bank shot is good. Lamp with his first field goal. And the lead at 2 again for Mandan, 27-25. Klein in the corner, trying to shake Matt Anderson, flips it out to Wiest on the wing. Wiest down to the baseline. Ty Munson tried to reach in to tie it up, and Wiest hits a fall-away six-footer.
Just lacking a little bit of gap control right now, giving up penetration lanes, and it's forcing us to really alter our defense all over the floor.
10 points for Jackson Wiest here in the first half. Mandan leads by four. Brooks Carroll with it on the right wing. Inside for Matt Anderson. Going to try to skip it to the corner. It's knocked down, but Lamp able to get there. Gets Maloney in the air. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Fall away, and he's going to be fouled by Chase Lohman. Shot from by Maloney was blocked.
A really good job by Carson. You could see the first attempt. He had felt that pressure. You had Klein and Maloney there around him, 2 6-7s. But really, he stuck with it. Great second effort.
Lamp's free throw is good. Carson 3 for 3 from the foul line to this point. And Riopel coming back in for Mandan. Hilgeman back in for the Jays.
Kind of a big lineup for here for us right now. We've got both Matt Anderson and Keith Levine on the floor for us right now.
Yeah, Levine came back as well for the Jays. 29-27, Lamp makes both foul shots. Mandan leads by two. 7:25 remaining in the opening half. Riopel around a high screen from Klein. Flips it back to Lohman. Had it bounce off his foot. Had to retreat to get it. Now Carlson dribbling the baseline. Shea Carroll guarding him, and they feed it back into the lane, and a nice finish from Klein.
Penetration just continues to break us down defensively right now.
31-27. Four-point lead for Mandan. Left corner, Hilgeman with it. He'll win a couple of dribbles to the foul line. Skips it across. Shea Carroll's been hot. And this one's off the front rim.
Looked good coming out of the hand.
Mandan's lead is four. 6:50 remaining. Right wing Carlson flips in the corner. Riopel. Riopel back to Klein above the right elbow. Klein to Carlson. Carlson around a Klein screen. Shuffles in the wing. They give it to Klein on the baseline right. Into the middle lane. Riopel. Fall away jumper off the left side of the iron. No good. Keith Levine cleans up the miss for Jamestown. And then Shea Carroll threw it right to Klein. And Klein's going to go down and slam it with one hand.
Again, just a little bit of impatience by us defensively and in the transition right there.
33-27. The lead is six. Hilgeman top of the key. A feed from Lamp. His three rattles out. And a rebound pulled away by Tyler Thilmoni. Here comes Klein with it on the wing. Back out to the top of the key for Thilmoni. Klein with it on the right wing. Trying to lob it inside. Tipped by Levine, and then he knocked it out of bounds.
So right now, what I would really like to see is, you know, our penetration, defense against the penetration, they hit some shots early out of that zone. We haven't seen much since then, so maybe give just a little bit more room for something from the perimeter, because penetration-wise, they're carving us up right now.
Jackson Wiest will inbound it, get it right back on a handoff up at the top of the key. Now Wiest back on the flare right side. Wiest looking for Maloney, gives it to him on the low right, starting to back his way in, feeds it out across to Carlson. Carlson attacks the middle, drops it off for Maloney, too tall, and out of bounds. It's going back to Jamestown. There was a collision between Maloney and Levine, but...
I think Maloney tried to turn the brakes on, and it just ended up being a little tumble.
And Chase Lohman almost steals the inbound, but he flips it back to Brooks Carroll, who smartly stepped in bounds before he caught the ball. And Jamestown has it down six. Carson Kinn the ball game now. Left side for Brooks Carroll. Up top, Lamp swings it right for Shea Carroll. Shea Carroll trying to go baseline. Cut off. Carson Kidd, right wing. Going to try the three. Off the back rim, no good. Brooks Carroll runs down the offensive rebound. He'll get it back out to Carson Kidd. He'll dribble in, take some contact, and he's fouled.
I love the attack right there from Carson. They really overplayed him, trying to force him into that penetration. He did a great job of attacking into the body. As you take a look at our lineup right now, we do have just some rotations that we're not used to seeing, so I would assume that's a big part of the offensive, or maybe the lack of offensive flow. On the flip side, I'm just really impressed with the ball movement of Mandan right now. They're doing a great job of shifting sides. They look really, really good right now.
Carson Kidd's first foul shot is good. 33-28, Mandan leads by five. Second free throw coming for Carson Kidd. That one is also good. So Kidd makes both. The lead is four for the Braves as Jackson Wiest will bring it up the floor for Mandan. Wiest to the wing. Backdoor to Lohman. Tipped down by Lamp. Picked up and stolen by Keith Levine. Pass across the floor to Brooks Carroll was a dangerous one, but Carroll able to pick it back up. Lamp trying to go around Wiest. Cut off of the foul line. He'll pull it back out to the right side. Lamp around to Levine screen. Bounce it over to Kidd on the left side. 13 to shoot. Brooks Carroll top of the key. Swings it to Lamp. Lamp a couple of jab steps, trying to get something off. Now dribbles baseline. Shot fake. Gets it up and in.
Really good offensive possession. Three sides. Just good patience. Changes speed. Change of levels.
2-point lead for Mandan. Here's a 15-footer from Jackson Weiss that's no good. And you could see it. Oh, we're going to try to throw this one up the floor. And Keith Levine fumbles it out of bounds after a tip. You could kind of see it in Carson's eyes, I thought, after... Because he came out, Weiss came out, kind of clapped, and you can kind of see it in Carson's eyes that he's like, all right.
Game on.
Let's
100%.
Let's not do that.
He did a really nice job of cutting him off initially, and he did. He went, okay, yeah. Let's go.
You could see it in Carson's eyes there. He was not happy with Weiss' little clap. So Mandan has the ball up by 2, 4:10 to play here in the first half. Weiss down to the block, kicks it out to the corner. 3 from Carlson, who's off the back rim. Klein tipped the rebound to himself. He'll get the offensive board for Mandan. Feeds it back out top for Weiss. Weiss left-hand dribble, spinning his way into the paint. Fall away five-footers off the side rim, and Shea Carroll picks the ball up off the floor for Jamestown. Right side, Carson Lamp with it. Pulls up three from the wing. Got it!
Huge
what
shot
did I
right
tell you?
There.
You
the challenge.
Yep. Weiss challenged him, and Carson's risen to the occasion.
He just pulled the clap out himself right there. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. Jamestown takes a 34-33 lead. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first. Now the high screen. They go right side of the lane for Klein. Klein moves it back out for Weiss. They're out of high screen, down to the baseline. He's cut off there. Feeds it up top. Little shoulder shake by Thilmoni. Goes left side of the lane. Back across to Weiss. Klein working his way into the lane. He's cut off and doubled. Spins back around to the right side. Puts up a five-footer, and it rolls all the way around the rim and drops.
I'm fairly sure he changed his pivot foot once or twice, I think, on that one.
35-34. It's a one-point lead for Mandan. Inside, low right side for Levine. Tries to skip it out. It goes through the hands of Jackson Weiss and into the Mandan bench. Jamestown will keep it.
That's generally one of those kind of cardinal sins right there. Keith turned baseline when he was already below the block. He had nowhere to go. Extra defenders always at baseline. You'd love to see that turn and face. See what's in front of you, then make a decision right there.
Jamestown down one. Ty Munson with it on the low right side. He'll back it out to the corner. Now looks to attack baseline. Gets caught underneath there to double team. Back to Hilgeman. Hilgeman across the lane. Finds Lamp. Had it stripped, but Jace Lohman was out of bounds.
4 seconds on the shot clock right now. See if they got a quick hitter out of the on the baseline out of bounds here.
So Lamp will throw it in. 2:45 remaining on the game clock. 4 in the shot clock. Lob into Hilgeman, and Hilgeman had that one off his fingertips and bounced on the sideline.
You know, As much as Mandan seemed to be kind of, they were getting the penetration at will, they really looks like they're tired right now. They just haven't had any flow the last 4 or 5 possessions when it was so good prior.
Coming across the free throw line, they kick to Weiss. The 3 from the side is good.
And, of course, they will make sure they
shut you up.
Idea what I'm talking about.
13 for Jackson Weiss. That's a 4-point lead now for Mandan. Carson Lamp walks it over the right wing, goes to Ty Munson right corner. Munson trying to spin away from trouble. Hop step right of the block. Skips it across the floor. Hilgeman touch pass into the corner. Shea Carroll a 3. Bang!
Man.
Third 3 of the half for Shea Carroll.
Talk about big minutes and a half here. Shea has just had a really good first half.
Mandan will bring it up. Tyler Thilmoni with it. Under 2 minutes to play now in the opening half. Jamestown down 38-37. Up top, they're going to lob it into Klein. Makes the catch over Hilgeman. Spins around, and a travel's called on Elijah Klein.
They had saw it the previous time, obviously. He's generally, it's almost like, I'm not sure if he hasn't figured out or which one was established as the pivot foot there, but I think that, you know, Keith is fronting there at about 14 to 15 feet away from the hoop. Stay underneath him. Make him shoot over the top.
Jamestown down one. There's a backdoor pass to Lamp on the block. Lamp skips it out. Hilgeman one more time into the corner. Jay Carroll
that
again.
Boy. You
Jay
can see
Carroll with number 4.
You can see that on the release. He held it. He just posted a shot. It was great.
And now he bumps Jackson Weiss up the left sideline. And a foul called against Jay Carroll. That'll be his second. And Keith Levine coming in for the Jays. And Shea Carroll knew it as soon as he committed the foul. He's headed to the bench for the rest of the half.
And I'm okay with that. You know what? He gave some huge minutes, obviously. You don't want to pick up a third. Let's ride this out this half.
40-38. Jamestown leaps in front by two on Shea Carroll's triple. Baseline, Thilmoni underneath. Tried to get it to Klein. Missed its target, but Klein races back to scoop it up. Now Carlson working his way inside. Check that. That's Lohman inside for Klein. Ball through his legs, and Ty Munson dives after it, and he gets it to Carson Lamp. Ahead for Hilgeman, glides in. Layup spins out, but a foul called. And had that thing dropped,
huge,
this place would have exploded.
Ty's got that it factor. I don't know if you remember, there was another Munson that made a big steal against Dickinson top of the key a few years ago. Kind of the same thing. It was just that simply, it's my ball. I'm going to go get it.
So Hilgeman will shoot twice. First free throw from Jacob is good. That's his first point. And that thing sat on the front rim and spun out. And you could just feel the tension as that ball was spinning there on the...
The crowd was ready to blow. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hilgeman makes both free throws. Jamestown 42, Mandan 38. 1 minute to play here in the first half. Hand off left side for Lohman. High post, it goes to Klein. Faces up on Levine. One dribble, gives it up to Wiest on the right side. Wiest goes to Maloney, right of the lane. Maloney back up. Now Thilmoni attacking. Step back 18-footer is good as it rattled in.
It's a tough shot right there. Pretty good defense by Munson, just better offense.
42-40. Jamestown, if they hurry, could get a 2-for-1. High post for Levine. Bounce it off his fingertips. Had it knocked free. Has to go back to get it. Under 30 seconds remaining now. Lamp takes it across. Now he'll back it out to the left side. 14 on the shot clock. Lamp with 12 around his screen. Turns the corner. Shot fake. Puts up a shot and he's fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Carson Lamp. It's going to go on Maloney.
So what I just saw there, what I really liked about what Carson did, Jackson's guarding him and he's really pushing him left. You know, he's completely shaded him. The hard part of that a defender is when you attack that top leg, which Carson did right there, you essentially have to turn your entire body to try and slide with him. He couldn't stay with him.
Lamp makes both. Jamestown 44, Mandan 40. Shot clock is dark and Jamestown leads by four. Wiest picked up his dribble at the half line, gets it to Maloney, eight to shoot. Maloney into the middle for Klein, 15 feet away, one dribble down to the baseline. Fall away jumper will take that all night. It hits the front rim, no good, and that's the end of the half. So Jamestown will go to the locker room ahead of Mandan, 44-40, and Bowden Scunberg is not playing tonight.
And he's fired up. Him catch every one of his teammates as they're coming off the floor right there.
Yes, you'd love to see that. So Jamestown takes a four-point lead into halftime without the state's leading score. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, Luke will have the first half numbers for you. Listening to Blue Jay Basketball here on ESPN Jamestown.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Fralick, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dobson around to Pratt screen, looking to go to the corner, skips it off. Alfred, three for the tie. Got it! Terrell from the left corner.
Let's take a look at what's coming up this week on ESPN Jamestown.
University of Jamestown men's basketball team will open up the GPAC tournament on Wednesday night, taking on Dakota Wesleyan. The Jimmies won in Mitchell, the Corn Palace, back on January 29th by a score of 82-75. Tip-off Wednesday night is 7 o'clock.
ESPN Jamestown is streamed online at newsdakota.com.
Back here inside Jerry Meyer Arena, Steve Unsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you. It is 44-40 in favor of Jamestown after the first 18 minutes. And we will play one more set of 18 minutes here in the regular season. Jamestown already knows they're the number one seed, and Bismarck High with a win and a Jamestown loss could clinch a share of the West Region regular season title, but regardless, they will be the two seed on Thursday in the opening round. And the Jamestown girls will play Friday night here at Jerry Meyer Arena, 7 o'clock tip-off against Dickinson in a West Region play-in game. The winner gets a nice little chance to play Century on Thursday.
Here's what you won.
Yes, so a consolation prize to say the least. Century, by the way, playing Minot tonight. And Luke just showed me a video on Facebook. Lauren Ware got the start tonight. They, obviously, a ceremonial bit. She tore her ACL, and they let her score right off the tip. And then Century let Minot come down and score. So a cool thing happening tonight at Century. Jamestown's got the ball to start the half. Carson Lamp with a shot fake, dribbles the angle, hop step, floater to the right hand, missed it off the back rim, rebound for Jackson Wiest. It's Wiest, Riopelle, Thilmoni, Klein, and Lohman. So Carlson does not start the second half for Mandan, and Klein lost this one out of bounds.
And I believe he finished with three fouls in that first half, so I think they're just trying to play it safe here early. And I would tell you, you know, from that point he went out, he had given them some big minutes. He was not there for that stretch when we went on our run. Not saying it's all due to that, but I'm sure it plays a part.
So Jamestown leads by four. Brooks Carroll gets it up left side. Shea Carroll with it now. Shea Carroll, crossover, kicks it out to Carson Lamp. Lamp's going to back it out to the top of the key. Walks over to the right side, bounce it up to Brooks Carroll. Now to the short corner right for Keith Levine. Levine hop step in the lane, lost the ball, and picked up off the ground by Jace Lohman. Lohman will flip it up into the corner. Thilmoni dribbling baseline, reverse layup. Good. That's a tough shot.
That is a tough shot.
He didn't
shot.
Use the glass on the reverse layup. He threw up a reverse floater.
And it was high.
And it dropped. 44-42. Mandan scores the first point of the second half. They go to Levine low on the right. Levine working to the baseline. Skips it across the floor to Hilgeman, but that missed its target and almost hit somebody eating pizza over there in the Jamestown student section.
And it was coming in hot.
Yeah.
You know, and this is one of the things with Keith. If we can get him to post up a little bit higher, that's just so key right now. He's getting on that block where he's continually turning to his left shoulder, which is his strength. But you've got nowhere to go. You're behind the backboard. It cuts passing angles. It's a tough position to play from.
44-42. It's a two-point lead right now for Jamestown. Thilmoni with the top of the key. They go flare left side for Jace Lohman. Backdoor pass, and Lohman didn't have the same idea that Riopelle did, but Carson Lamp was there to steal it. Lamp walks, top of the key, pulls and pops. His three won't go. Keith Levine's got the offensive rebound. Working underneath the basket, reverse layup, no. Lamp's got another offensive rebound. Kicks to Brooks Carroll. Back to the corner, Lamp a three. Oh, I thought that was in.
I did too.
I thought that was going down.
Too.
I almost dropped a bang before it went in. It just off the inside of the front rim. And Mandan has it back. Now Klein attacks the right baseline. He's cut off there. Flips it back out to the top for Wiest. Wiest a shot fake. Left-hand dribble down in the block, but nothing going. He gives it out to Thilmoni. Thilmoni lobs into Klein. Low on the right. Klein, nothing doing. Throws it right back out. Now he'll get it back. Hand off to Lohman. Lohman coming across the foul line. Puts up a 15-footer. Too strong off the back rim. And a rebound for Jacob Hilgeman. Left side for Lamp. Lamp will walk it to the wing left side. Across to Shea Carroll. He's open in front of the Jamestown bench. This one is short. It bounces in off the backboard, but they're going to say it hit the wire. And yeah, there is a little bit of a, you can see a little bit of jiggle in the wire above the backboard.
Yeah, it took a direct turn down.
So it's 44-42. The three waved off. And rightfully so, it was the right call. And Lohman's going to try a three from the left of the circle. No, Hilgeman's got the rebound. They got Keith Levine on a leak out if they can find him. But here comes Shea Carroll. Hits his brother Brooks. Shot fake. Defender goes by. Three is good. And Brooks hits for the first time tonight.
When he gets rolling, we are really difficult to guard. I love his patience right there. Fly by and pull.
47-42. Jay's up by five. Lohman goes to Klein on the left, on the right elbow. Klein, couple of hop steps in the lane, fading left, shot rolls off the back rim, no good. Keith Levine the rebound. Again, that's a shot Jamestown, I think, will live with.
100%. I would take that every time.
Klein going away from the basket. Brooks Carroll dropped it for a moment, tried to get it back to Shea Carroll, tipped by Jace Lohman, and now two guys diving after it on the near side, Lohman and Carroll. But it's going to be a jump ball. The alternate possession will favor the Mandan Braves.
And if I'm a Mandan guy, you know, Klein has got the ball in the post in good position a few times, and it's always coming back out. I would really prefer to see him go to work in there, just back his way down. We've seen it. You talked about it in pregame last postseason. There was times where he just took over games. And I don't know if it's fatigue, but it's just he's not as dedicated in that post area as I'd like to see.
Lohman with a three off the front rim. No good. Rebound for Lamp. Lamp will take it up the floor. Leaves it out to Ty Munson on the right wing. Munson goes to Brooks Carroll, top of the key, swings it left side. Now they go off into the corner, left side for Lamp. They've taken Levine out right now. Che Carroll, top of the key, bangs home another.
He
an even
is
five
feeling it.
For Che Carroll. He's got 15, and Jamestown leads by eight.
Hoop looks pretty big to him right now.
Not a high screen, Thilmoni. Right side of the alley, stops, kicks to the corner. Weiss going to try a three. Good. For Jackson Weiss, that's his fourth from beyond the arc. Mandan cuts the lead to five at 50-45.
That is a big answer for them right there. Eight-point game.
Che Carroll with it, bounce it off left corner for Lamp. Lamp looking for a cutter, skips it across the floor to Hilgeman. Hilgeman dribbles in, 15-foot pull-up from the angle, comes off the front rim, and Carson Lamp has yet another offensive rebound. Oh, should have thrown
yeah,
it to Shea
swing
there.
It.
Ty Munson in the lane, right-handed runner, bangs off the backboard and off the front rim, no good.
Shea was salivating over there on the wing.
Yeah,
one more.
Was. He wanted that one. Hand off on the right side. Now go back up top to Riopel. Gives to Jackson Weiss around a high screen, trying to turn the corner, walled off by Brooks Carroll. Up top, top of the key, three from Thilmoni rattles in.
Yeah, they're still shooting an incredible percentage. I mean, they're shooting it well.
Back-to-back threes now for Mandan, 50-48. Lamp dribbles to the corner, hands off. Che Carroll, three ball, that's going to be short. And Klein tips the ball away from Brooks Carroll. Klein throws it ahead for Thilmoni. Thilmoni on the drive, and he's going to be fouled by Che Carroll before the shot.
Two things there. Proverbial heat check right there by Che. And then on the back end of that, I love what Ty Munson just did. The foul took place. He made sure that shot did not get to the rim. Those are little heady plays, and I guarantee you he was thinking about that.
Timeout called by Jacoby Lloyd. 50-48, two-point lead for Jamestown. Mandan will have the ball when we come back. Clock stopped at 12:38 of the second half.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
It is a two-point lead for Jamestown, and Thilmoni drives, blocked by Levine, but Maloney fouls it up with a putback, and we're tied at 50. That's eight straight now for Mandan.
Yeah, eight-hole run.
Lamp nearly had his pocket picked there by Thilmoni. They put Thilmoni on Lamp here in the second half, and Lamp with a threaded pass through traffic gets it to Brooks Carroll. Now they find Levine in the middle, hop step in the right, and finishes with that one off the window.
Good footwork there by Keith to step through that, finish strong.
And he kept it away from Elijah Klein, who was
exactly breathing down his neck
on the other side. Lob into Klein, and he'll drop that one in over the rim.
And, you know, that's the play right there that I've been talking about. I don't know that most teams in our league have an answer for that right now because he's so athletic as well.
52-52, Ty Munson to the baseline, back to Lamp. Lamp trying to feed it underneath, tipped around. Levine has it back, and Keith does it again. Two more for Levine.
Uses the glass so well in there. Great touch.
54-52, Jackson Weiss to the baseline. Pull up, knocks it down from six.
There has not been a miss for a few trips here.
No, there hasn't. 54-54. We are tied, 11:22 to play in the first or the second half. Carroll lobs into Levine, coming from the backside. It's stolen by Thilmoni. Thilmoni does not have numbers. Bounce it to Maloney, and he slides underneath Munson for a layup. And Mandan has taken the lead.
Textbook transition right there, actually. Made the defender pull before he dropped it off.
It is a 14-4 run for Mandan. Jamestown led by eight just a moment ago. Hilgeman tries to go to the corner. That one's tipped out from behind. And it should stay here with Jamestown.
Yeah, we're a little out of sorts offensively right now. We had multiple possessions where we're getting scores, but our balance is off right now.
So Jamestown will inbound in the left corner. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Brandon Schaefer argued with the tip call, but there's no way that ball goes that direction if not for a tip. Lamp on the baseline, spins into the middle and finishes off the left side.
I don't know if there's a better kid that I've seen that plays off of body. When he feels contact, he just does a great job of playing off of that.
56 all, we are tied. Still on a streak of no misses, and Jacob Hilgeman kicks the ball away from Jackson.
There was a pretty good Walters kid that felt the body pressure too.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. We're just talking, Danny Neville and I were talking about what Mason could be like in a couple of years that level. Here's Jackson Weiss, pull up from the left elbow, missed. Elijah Klein, the offensive rebound on the stick back. 17 for Klein.
Yeah, that's never-ending ceiling for that kid.
It is 58 to 56. Mandan leads by two. Max Anderson skips it across the floor to Lamp. In the corner, a three ball rattles off, and Klein's got the rebound.
Yeah, Klein's kind of decided here. He's made a little shift, like, okay, I'm going to take over for a bit here.
Klein to the baseline, cut off by Levine, and he's fouled. It'll be a foul against Levine. It's going to send Klein to the free throw line.
That's a scary sight. You got a 6'8 kid, that athletic, bearing down on you. We were talking about this before the game. That's a pretty darn big receiver right there going to UND.
I think Bubba's going to like him.
I think so.
Klein's first free throw is good. 18 now for Klein.
Yeah, and he's not just a tall receiver. Kid's got tremendous hands. He moves extremely well.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch
him. He's the real deal.
Second free throw from Klein is no good, and Matt Sanderson has the rebound for Jamestown. So Klein with 18 right now. Hilgeman hands it off to Max Anderson up top. Back to Shea Carroll, who's checked back in the game for Jamestown. He's playing with three fouls. Carroll over to the right side for Max Anderson. Up top, Shea Carroll swings it left, Carson Lamp. Lamp trying to go to the baseline. Thilmoni cuts him off. And that skip pass was intercepted, and there's the hands you talk about from Elijah Klein as he one-handed that pass across the lane.
Little go-go gadget arms.
Right side, Thilmoni goes to Klein. Face up on Matt Anderson. Starts to back in. Fall-away jumper. Hit the back rim, and Max Anderson has the miss for Jamestown.
And he does us a favor. He fades and drifts quite a bit on that.
Shea Carroll going right at him. Lays it up and in. He went right around Dane Carlson.
What a big night for Shea here tonight.
59-58. Baseline drive, walled off, tries to throw it back into play. It caught Hilgeman in the face. Shot missed by Maloney, and a rebound for Max Anderson. Skip across the floor to Shea Carroll, and they're going to blow this dead as Hilgeman's got blood on his face. That ball came back into play and smoked Hilgeman.
Yeah, I don't think he saw Jacob there at all because he literally threw that right into the nose. He had no idea he was there.
So Hilgeman's going to come out for a moment here, and Brooks Carroll will check in. Under 9 minutes to go, we've just passed the midpoint of the second half. Mandan leading by one. Shea Carroll, nice move to the baseline. Shot fake, tries to bounce it off underneath, tips back at him. He's going to be able to go get it. Finds Max Anderson, right wing three. Nope, that's going to hit the short of the side rim. And Shea Carroll fighting Carlson for the rebound, and now we got a foul called against Matt Anderson.
Shea is just a bulldog out there. I mean, he got to two balls that nobody should get to, and it's just by will. He just wanted it more. He had a beautiful move. I'd love to just see him take that up and finish it right away.
Yeah.
It was almost the same thing he had two trips ago.
So that's the fourth team foul against Jamestown, the second personal on Matt Anderson. Dane Carlson with it on the right wing and tried to get it to Thilmoni, who cut away from it, and it's going to be Jamestown basketball as he threw it out of bounds. So it'll be Jamestown basketball. 59-58. 1 point Mandan lead, 8:27 remaining. Mandan's going to put some pressure on here.
See if they're going to try to pick up pace or if it's more of a token.
And more so that Lamp maybe doesn't get the ball there.
Right. Yeah, keep it out of his hands as much as we can.
Shea Carroll with it out between the circles. A couple of dribbles to the foul line. Bounce it across to Ty Munson on the right wing. Munson back out to Brooks Carroll. Swings it left for Shea. Shea dribbles the angle. Cut off at the block. Moves it back to Munson. Munson trying to drop it off underneath, but he's called for a travel. Try to kind of wrap it around Maloney, but called for a travel.
Really good idea. I think he was initially thinking, I'm going to go up, and then he saw 6'8 standing in front of him and went, tried to put the brakes on, just drug that back foot a little bit.
8 minutes remaining. Mandan leading by one. So we had a flurry of offense, and now we've slowed down a bit here in the last few moments. Maloney, top of the key. Left side. Gives it up to Jacob Pierce. They go into Klein, right of the lane. Ooh, a little shove there from Maloney as Shea Carroll got bounced off. They drop it inside for Klein. Tipped away by Shea Carroll, and a loose ball foul is going to go against Jackson Wiest.
Kind of a dangerous one there. I'm glad he's getting up a little slow. Looked like it kind of came into the back of the leg there. You worry about knees. One of those times Shea will be glad he's a little closer to the ground.
59-58. It's a one-point Mandan lead. 7:35 remaining here in half two. Regular season finale for Jamestown and Mandan. Shea Carroll into the lane. Bounce it out top for Munson. Into the corner. Lamp, a three. Got it over Klein. He missed it. Swirled off the front rim. And now the pass up the sideline finds Pierce. He knocks over Munson, who knocks the ball out of his hands in the process and out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Braves.
Really heady play by Ty right there. Just nearly drew the charge. I don't know how Carson got that over the arms of Klein right there.
Yeah, Klein was coming. Wiest will throw it in, gets it to Pierce. Pierce back to Wiest on the wing. Wiest looking to drive to the angle. Cut off there, back to Pierce. Pierce down the middle of the lane. Nowhere to go, moves it back to Lohman. Lohman over to the left side, Pierce attacks the baseline, and that's blocked by Levine. Keith went straight up and
nearly caught it.
Caught that one at the top. Lamp skips in the corner for Brooks Carroll. Jamestown's got it back, down one. Ty Munson out to Shea Carroll near the half line. I thought for a moment he was going to stumble across the half line when he caught that. Carroll down the right side of the alley, cut off by Maloney. Double team now, goes across, finds Levine, and Keith finished it and the foul. How did that get to Keith Levine?
I have no idea. Those can be game changers. That just got the crowd re-involved right now. Tell you what, I wonder what's going on with this. Is the first we've seen Carlson here in the second half. 6 minutes to go in this half. I don't think we've seen him yet.
He did play a short little spurt.
Did he pick up a foul quick? Or I just thought, because he had some big minutes for them in the first half.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping very good fouls this game. Levine's free throw is short, so he will not convert the three-point play. Levine 1-for-3 from the foul line tonight. Jamestown has the lead now at 60-59. 6.5 minutes to go. Right elbow Carlson. One dribble, wasted it. Dumps it out to Lohman on the right side. Lohman moves it back up top. Maloney to Wiest on the left wing. Inside for Klein. Low on the left. Klein backing in Levine. Turnaround jumper. Hit the front rim. Hit the back rim. And into the hands of Carson Lamp.
Well, if you notice this, Steve, but we don't have a senior on the floor right now. All juniors.
Yeah.
Been on the floor for quite a while here.
Now, this is a junior-heavy roster right now with Bowden Skunberg on the sideline with that hand injury. Here comes Brooks. Shot fake. Steps in. 17-footer. Yes.
All right. For basketball purists, that was just pretty. Inside foot.
Jamestown up by three. Klein at the high post. Immediately throws it back out. Isn't that a matchup that you would want
every
as Brandon Schaefer?
Every time.
Down the lane, Wiest, little push off, and knocks down a 7-footer right of the lane.
Yeah, when that ball touches his hands in the paint, the only way it should come out is if a double or a triple gets there.
Lamp down to the baseline. Klein trying to get in there to knock it out, but they go back out top now to Carroll. Shea Carroll walks into the left wing, gives it to Munson. Munson lobs it into Levine, low on the left, and Levine able to rip it out of there, but they're going to call a jump ball first. That was awfully quick from John Ruff, but it will be a jump ball, and the crowd does not like it. Lamp will inbound baseline left. It would have been an easy drop-in for Levine had the ball not been whistled dead. 5:15 to play, Jamestown up by one. Shea Carroll with five to shoot. Gets it to Brooks. Shot fake. No, he's going to just throw it up, and he bangs it through. I didn't think that was coming out yet. 65-61 as Brooks hits from way downtown. Jay's up by four. 5 minutes to go. Maloney turns the corner and draws a foul. I thought Brooks was going to
shot fake
and then step around.
Because he was pretty deep, first of all. Yeah. The play previous that Brooks had, he comes off, he catches that, pivots on that inside foot, settles in, beautiful shot fake, 15-foot jumper. He's got that textbook form. If you watch him shoot, it is pretty.
Maloney's free throw is good. It's almost as if he realized that Jackson hadn't bit And as he was going up, said, I'm just going to shoot it.
No, I got to shoot. That's exactly what it looked like.
Free throw rattles out from Filmoni on the second one. 65-62, Jamestown by three. 4:50 to play here in half two. Jay Carroll down to the right baseline, threw it in the arms of Dane Carlson. So Carlson gets a turnover for Mandan. Jamestown's trying to throw. Here's Filmoni from the right corner. His three is short. And Klein goes up over Carroll for the rebound. And then Carlson goes to Lohman for a layup. But why in the world did Klein just put that in?
As a former big, that kills me. That's got to go up.
65-64. Jamestown up by one. Jamestown's trying to throw a lot of skip passes that Mandan's had some luck stealing. Brooks Carroll, right corner three. Yes! Off the beautiful feed across the baseline from Hilgeman.
He's found his touch here tonight again. Both the Carroll boys have just been stroking it tonight.
They have eight threes between them. 68-64. Jamestown leads Mandan by four. Lob in, tipped away by Brooks Carroll. And Jamestown's got it back. Carroll to the wing. Now he flares into the corner. Hilgeman hit him, and he hit the three. Brooks Carroll with back-to-back threes. The lead is seven, and Brandon Schaefer wants to talk things over. How about that sequence from number 15?
The three, the steal, back down to another three. Pretty impressive
stretch.
So
he gave it to Hilgeman, immediately flared to the corner, and Hilgeman found him right. I mean, that is
beautiful.
That's how you draw it up. 71-64, timeout on the floor.
Diesel fuel is diesel fuel, right? Wrong. If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance. To learn more, talk with Gary with Creative Energy, your certified Cenex distributor. Call 252-4040.
Or no. 71-64. Jamestown up by seven. 3:41 left to go, and Brooks Carroll, that last sequence, hit a three, got a steal, and immediately hit another three. That was part of the reason why that kid's going to play collegiate basketball someday.
Exactly.
Inbound goes to Jackson Wiest, trying to dribble the angle, cut off there, back out to Klein on the right wing. Carlson flips it out to Filmoni, 15 to shoot. Filmoni coming off the screen, out to Wiest with 12, back to Carlson on the right side, looking for Klein, not there, into the corner. Wiest going to rise up, but three is off the front rim, rebound down to Hilgeman at the foul line. He's going to throw it ahead to Lamp. Lamp going to throw the lob to Levine. He tried to tap it in and missed.
I'll tell you what.
And now Hilgeman leaps in front of a pass on the sideline. 3:08 to go. Jamestown's got it back up seven. Lamp crosses away from Wiest. Dribbles down to the baseline left. Cut off there, out to the top for Levine. Now Shea Carroll out to Brooks. Right side Hilgeman. Hilgeman bounced it across the baseline. Shea Carroll a pass fake. He'll walk it out to the wing. Nine to shoot. Brooks has Klein on him now. Finds Levine. Open underneath. Two-handed slam from Keith Levine. And the lead is nine.
That all comes from Brooks's threes. Elijah left him all alone to come and defend that.
The lead is nine. Underneath, they find Carlson out to the wing. Wiest kicks it out far side, driving underneath for Klein, and he's going to return the favor with a posterization of Levine and a foul on the end of it.
Yeah, and that one right there is just one of those, you just leave it, Keith. Let that flush. Don't give free throws. So, just to give you a heads up, Jacob Hilgeman earlier saved a couple kids from the wrath of Coach Lloyd, because when they attempted that lob and it was not successful, he was ready to blow.
Free throw is good for Klein. He's got 21 to lead Mandan. The lead is six. 73-67, 2:15 to go. Brooks from way downtown, and it rattled out. That one was from the volleyball line, and Coach Lloyd staring him down. After that one, Klein into the lane, spins left, shot fake, gets Levine in the air, finishes, and the foul.
This right here proves my point about Elijah Klein. What do you do with that? First of all, you don't. And why doesn't he do that all the time?
I don't get it. 73-69. The lead is four. Klein at the foul line. We come back. 2:03 remaining here at Jerry Meyer Arena.
Honda has found a way to make the great outdoors even better with special offers on select four-track ATVs. Our lineup of tireless four-track ATVs are designed to tackle the toughest jobs and leave you with enough energy to enjoy a ride once the work is done. And now, get up to $800 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Just head to Gutter Real Sports in Jamestown during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event and make this your best year outdoors yet. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select and new unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Before the game, after the game, before or after practice even, to celebrate your wins or boost your spirits from a loss, Rock Tap House has a menu item for you for every occasion. With a great menu, weekly specials, and a variety of beverages to choose from, everyone on the team and with the team will be happy you chose Rock Tap House. Bring the team and bring your whole family to Rock Tap House in Jamestown. Looking for extra spending money during the offseason? Apply at Rock Tap House today. We're always looking for bright, smiling faces to add to our team.
Klein at the foul line for Mandan. He has got the last five after Jamestown took a nine-point lead. And Klein's free throw is good, so Klein was six straight.
So lead every 30 seconds is important right now.
2 minutes remaining now as Lamp guarded by Thilmoni in the backcourt. They've made that change to put Thilmoni on Lamp in the second half, and it has certainly helped. Shea Carroll with it out between the circles, trying to get around Weiss.
Going to get a five.
And a five-second call as Shea Carroll did too much dribbling.
So what you have there is a couple of issues. One, a lot of dribbling, but if you notice, there was nobody above the free throw line, nobody for him to pass the ball to. Hold on to it for that four, then put it down.
Three-point game. Mandan can tie on this possession. High post for Klein. Faces up Levine. May have traveled there. Flips it back out to Carlson. Scoop shot blocked by Carroll. Gets it back, though, for Mandan. Now the high post for Klein. Klein faces up Levine. Nine to shoot. Finds Lohman. Lohman with the lob to Klein and off his fingertips and out of bounds.
That's a big, big turnover right there. We have to use this possession.
And now Brandon Schaefer wants a timeout. 1:21 remaining. 73-70. Jamestown leading Mandan here at Jerry Meyer Arena.
RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and now into our fourth generation of family operation. We are incredibly proud of our area athletes and know how vital your family travel needs are to get you safely from home to the game and back again. New and used sales, service, parts, accessories, and body shop, plus our quick lane for oil changes, light-duty service, and tires. Visit us at stoutcars.com, call 252-2270, or stop in at the junction of I-94 and 281 South in Jamestown. Everything you need for the season, Stout's has it.
Jamestown leading this game right now by three. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you. 1:21 remaining. And Jamestown will have the ball out of the timeout by Brandon Schaefer. Inbound goes to Shea Carroll. He gets it to Carson Lamp. Mandan has a couple fouls to give, so they can certainly play aggressive here. Lamp's going to throw a long skip pass up the floor to Hilgeman. He makes a leaping catch across the floor. 17 on the shot clock, and Carroll's going to be fouled by Tyler Thilmoni. And at that point,
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
At that point, play out the last 15 seconds of the shot
clock. Absolutely. Not good. That's not where you want it. If you give up fouls, you want them the first 5 seconds.
Yeah. They had
like
Jamestown.
Right,
I mean, they had Jamestown 40 feet from the basket, yep, and not going anywhere. And Lamp is going to be fouled as he tries to spin away from Thilmoni. That'll be the fourth team foul on Mandan. So they still have two more to give with 59.9 seconds to go and down three. Inbound goes to Lamp.
I'd foul right now if it was me. Do not even give 1 second off the clock.
Lamp trying to get around Thilmoni. Gets it out to Shea Carroll on the side. Now Brooks flips it off left corner for Hilgeman.
Wow.
Hilgeman wants Lamp to come get it. They'll go to Shea Carroll. Carroll down to the right baseline. He's cut off there. Throws it across the lane. It's tipped and stolen by Dan Carlson. So Jamestown turns it over. 40 seconds remaining. Dan Carlson with it right side. Mandan down three. Hand off on the wing for Lohman. Lohman takes it across the top. Back door to East. Into the corner. Finds Filmoni. Now back out Lohman. Right side it goes to Carlson. 12 to shoot. Carlson skips it across to Filmoni with 9. Filmoni down main. Drops it off for Klein. Klein to the left block. Puts it up and in with 4 seconds on the shot clock. 15.3 on the game clock. And Mandan is down just 1 with 15.3 seconds to go. And this game likely going to come down to the foul line.
3 more fouls to get to the foul line.
That's true. They have 2 more to give.
I'm stunned they did not foul.
Well, then it worked out for them. They got the steal.
It worked out that they got the turnover, but right now they had a 20-second possession. They've only got 15 seconds left on the clock. We're going to eat at least 5 seconds of that. You assume at least 5 seconds of that getting to that bonus free throw. If we knock down 2 free throws, still down 3, I would have liked to have gotten those fouls out of the way initially. It did work out, but I wouldn't be counting on that.
What I would have probably done, now I'm not a coach or whatever, but I would have probably committed about 3 fouls with that 120 remaining.
100%.
Right away.
Right away.
Just aggressive defense in the backcourt. If you foul, you foul.
Yep.
That's fine. But then once they cross the half line and there's only 15 seconds on the shot clock,
then
you're going
it.
Away from the ball. Sure. At that point, you have to let it die. Let the shot clock run out.
Yeah, I thought they missed an opportunity. There was 3 possessions in the backcourt where they could have got a foul. Again, you very aggressive, go for the steal. You don't get it, you foul, that's okay.
15.3 seconds left. It's 73-72. Jamestown leading by 1. Mandan has come storming back here in the last 2 minutes on the back of Elijah Klein. And inbound goes to Lamp, and he's going to be fouled right away by Jackson Wiest.
Very efficient foul right there.
And you notice they're keeping Dane Carlson far away from the basketball right now. It's the second on Wiest. And Carson breaks free on the side. And he runs through traffic, and Tyler Filmoni grabs his jersey. So it'll be the second foul that Mandan had yet to give. But a great job by Carroll pulling both guys with him and left Lamp wide open. Inbound goes to the backcourt for Max Anderson, and he's going to go to the foul line with 11.4 remaining.
Well, you want to talk about a big night on senior night.
Yeah.
You're going to the free throw line, up 1. 11 seconds to go. These are some big free throws.
Chance to clinch a conference championship. Clinch an outright conference championship.
Outright, yes, exactly.
73-72, Jacoby Lloyd's going to take a timeout. 11.4 remaining. Max Anderson at the foul line when we come back.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business, you know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business, you don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction. Saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
. 73-72, it's a 1-point Jamestown lead. Max Anderson at the foul line. He will shoot a 1-1 when we resume action.
So I like the timeout, by the way. You know, some people would say, why would you want to freeze your own shooter? In that situation, we take the timeout there. If this is a miss, you have to prepare for what could go wrong. Coach Lloyd setting up a defense. This is how we want to handle the situation. I really like the timeout.
Keith Levine getting ready to check in if Max makes both free throws.
See Coach Lloyd setting up his next timeout already. He's talking to him.
So Max will shoot a 1-1. Jay's up by 1. A little shoulder shimmy for Max, and the first foul shot rattles in. And the Jays lead by 2.
The KD shake for Max.
So he makes the first. Chance to put the Jays up by 3. 74-72. And I imagine if this goes in, Jacoby will call another timeout. Free throw is good. So Max makes them both. Steps to the line, puts the Jays up 3. 30-second timeout now from Jacoby. Wants to get Keith Levine back in. Now, all night we've been talking about why doesn't Elijah Klein attack the basket when he's got a one-on-one matchup. He has done that, almost like he hurt us in the last few minutes.
And it literally changed the game for them.
Yeah.
I mean, we went from it was an 8-point game. We were on an incredible run. Brooks hits 2 threes, comes up with a big play, and then all of a sudden it shut off. Mandan just went. And what it was, to be honest with you, we had Levine's dunk down here. Klein goes back down and dunks on him. And that just got him excited. So I don't know if it was the little challenge that was thrown out to him at that point, but he's taken over since.
Klein has the last eight for Mandan.
So here's your question. Do you put Levine on the ball, throwing the ball inbounds, although that he got a lot of time left, so.
Yeah, 11.4.
Do you find the worst free throw shooter right now and make sure they don't get something up? Well, calling another timeout right off of the last timeout to give him a little more time.
So now it's going to be a full timeout called by Brandon Schaefer. So we're going to take a timeout, 11.4 to go. Jays up by three at home against Mandan.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4 where you can play one of their five electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the buffalo in Jamestown.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Fralick, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
75-72, Jamestown up by three, 11.4 seconds to go. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you from Jerry Meyer Arena. They will inbound with Dane Carlson. Phil Mone and Wiest up front. Lohman and Klein back deep. Inbound goes to Wiest. Wiest takes it up the right sideline. Looking to attack down to the baseline. Skips it out into the left corner. Three for the tie. Hits the top of the string above the backboard, and it's out of bounds with 2.2 remaining. And Jacoby's going to take another timeout. 75-72, 2.2 remaining.
Definitely a set that Mandan had set up there. You know, you could see that all the way, that hammer action coming across, looking for Till Mone on the baseline. The issue with it there is Jackson was at the rim with about 6 or 7 seconds left there. The miss, it's essentially game. I mean, they have to force turnover right now. We could throw it to the other end of the floor, just make them do anything. Right now, that's a tough one to go out on. I always like a high screen action. Just let's give a shot at it. We always got an offensive rebound, kick out, you know, craziness that can happen.
Well, and Max making both of those free throws kind of took Klein out of
out
the equation.
It really did. Yep. The only way he's in there is as a screener. But again, if he's my screener, I'm sending both guys to whoever the shooter is. If he hits that three on us, we dip your hat. Yeah, it did. Yep. Those two free throws were huge.
So Jamestown can clinch the outright conference championship, and people are already walking out the door. This is still a one-possession game.
I'm a little
with 2.2
right
seconds
now to
go. The student section's singing Jingle Bells. There's a lot of basketball game. I mean, 2.2 seconds, I've seen crazier.
Well, first of all, right now, I would take a foul before the clock even starts.
Brooks Carroll will inbound. He'll get it to Lamp, and Lamp's fouled with 1.5. So Carson, it's only a 1-1 for Carson here, so he needs to make the first to seal the game. Keith Levine's going to come into the game for Jamestown. Otherwise, you're going to have a dribble and a heave for Mandan to try to tie the game and send us to overtime.
Yeah, you feel pretty comfortable just in the sense you got the length of the floor.
Yeah, and you've got a pretty dang good foul shooter at the free throw line who shot some pretty intense free throws in his career. He misses. Rebound picked up by Carlson. He gets a shot off, and it's off the top of the backboard. This game is over, and Jamestown is the outright West Region champions with a 75-72 win over Mandan. They still have not lost in this building in two calendar years.
That's amazing, to be honest with you. And like this year right now, you're without your leading scorer against what the number three team in the West right now, come out and put out this performance. You have different guys that contribute. Shea Carroll tonight was phenomenal. And then Max Anderson going hitting two huge free throws.
So the final score tonight will read Jamestown 75, Mandan 72. We'll talk to Jacoby Lloyd after this.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/epay. Ottertail Power Company. On for you.
This is Warren Abrahamson, news director for i3G Media. Today we're talking with Addie Schnabel. He's in choir, on student senate, a Jimmy ambassador, and he's on the worship team. Addie, why did you choose the university?
When I was looking for colleges, I really wanted to seek out a good community for me and one community that would really support me. When I came to the University of Jamestown, I knew that I would be supported and loved by all the people that are surrounding me.
And you can start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown today. Make a plan to tour their beautiful campus by visiting uj.edu.
Jamestown wins tonight. Final score 75-72. We're joined to the postgame show now by the head coach of the Jays, Jacoby Lloyd. And coach, you guys had a pretty good stretch there to open up your lead, but Mandan was able to fight their way back in on the back of Elijah Klein. It got a little bit tense there at the end. Your thoughts on the way that ended tonight?
Well, I thought our guys did a nice job of keeping their composure. Up six with about 2 minutes left, and we kind of took an ill-advised three from deep, but if that goes in, that's huge and it's fun to watch. But I would have liked to see him kind of work the clock a little bit. But Mandan's a senior-led smart team. They're well coached. They knew to get back into the game they've got to go into their stud and take it to the basket and see if they could get some and ones like they did, and they played very smart.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Elijah down the stretch. I'm glad we didn't see that Elijah for about 25 minutes before
that.
Yeah,
there was a stretch where we maybe credit us. We played some good defense. I thought Keith Levine did a very nice job on him. That was really encouraging to watch. Out of position a few times and helped up the line. And that's when Elijah got his dunk in the second half.
Yeah.
Where you can't help up on those kind of guys because they just put them down like we saw tonight.
Exactly. You want to talk about a balanced effort, though? You have four guys in double figures, a fifth one with eight. Guys that aren't always Shea Carroll, huge.
Absolutely
minutes tonight
huge.
Out of Shea Carroll.
This was maybe the hardest I've seen our team work and the most locked in that I've seen them defensively. We gave up points, but that Mandan's a really good team. They were shooting the ball well. Jaxton was shooting it. Jace Lohman was shooting it.
Phil
Mooney knocked him down, and then having Klein inside,
yeah.
That's a dangerous team. Tournament time next weekend. It's a pretty wide open battle. It's going to be fun to be a part of.
You obviously didn't have Bowden tonight, but it was huge, I felt, for these juniors to play a game of this caliber without him.
Yeah, I agree. We made a shot to go up seven with 3 minutes and 41 seconds left, and we exploded like it was the first game that we were ever leading in.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
We got to keep our composure a little bit better and execute down the stretch. But I thought for a group of juniors in their first year playing varsity basketball, they had a heck of a season, and they've handled themselves well, and they're improving and understanding what each other does well to be successful and what we need to do to be successful. And I thought that we took a step in the right direction defensively today.
You know, we talked about Bowden's injury, I guess, on the air, but with him on the sideline, I thought he brought a lot of energy to you guys coming off
the
floor.
He's a hoop head. He just loves hoops. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what game he's watching. He's into the game, and he just gets after it. He's cheering on his teammates. This was fun to watch from an entire bench standpoint. Everybody was into it.
I look at that, I just think, you know, you have your best player sitting on the bench in his final home game. I mean, there's a lot of kids that could sulk during that time, like, I should be out on the floor. Not once did I feel that from him.
It was awesome.
I thought it was awesome. His energy was fantastic.
That's a great form of leadership right there.
Absolutely.
I was really encouraged with our bench today. Every single one of them was locked into what our scout. They're all talking. Sometimes you see benches that are hanging out and kind of messing around on the bench. Every single player was invested into how this team did, and that's what great teams do. And we've taken a step. Our bench has been good all year, but tonight was a different night. You could tell they wanted to get this one for their seniors.
Yeah.
They wanted to have another undefeated season at home, not an undefeated regular season, but we haven't lost a game in this arena in 2 years, and that's pretty special to these guys.
And you don't have to share the conference title
and
with Coach Wilhelm.
And we don't have to share it with the demons of Bismarck High.
Coach, congratulations.
I appreciate
great
it.
Win,
thank
Coach.
You, guys.
That is Jacoby Lloyd, his team with a 75-72 win over Mandan. Coach, you got the final numbers for
us? You bet. So, for Mandan, 20 from Wiest, 2 for Carlson, 8 for Till Mooney, Lohman with 10, 4 from Loney, 2 for Riopelle, and 26 for Klein. From the field in the second half, they're 46% overall for the game, 47% from the three-point line, 52% from the field. So an efficient offense for them tonight, which would, again, the score tells that for both teams. For Jamestown, 17 for Shea, 4 for Carson. Max Anderson with 8. Two huge ones to finish the game. Brooks Carroll with 14. A lot of that came in the second half. I think all of his actually came in the second half. 2 for Hilgeman. Lamp with 15. And Levine with 13. 2 for Matt Anderson. 2 big ones in the first half. Just a really balanced effort. 50% from the field for both halves. So obviously for the game, 48% for 3. 12 of 25 from the three-point line. 81% from the free throw line. A really complete game by a rotation that we haven't really seen a whole lot of this year. A lot of different stuff on the floor tonight, but it was just fantastic. Just so many guys contributed tonight.
Well, and then, of course, we had, you know, Carson with the huge first half. Brooks, I think, had all 15 of his in the second half. So the Mandan changed up their defense. They put Thilmoni on Lamp, and he rose to the occasion in the second half. But that allowed Brooks to have a pretty nice second half, and they found him.
We've seen it so many times this year. We've had a tale of two halves in multiple games where it's come from. We've had somebody have a big half, next half somebody else has one. And that, to me, that's the difference between us and a lot of the teams in the league right now. All the teams that I've seen is we have any number of five guys that can go out there and put up 15 on any given night. And I would say we could even go deeper than that. Shea goes out tonight and puts up a big night. So we have a lot of guys that can score in different ways, and we still have our calming influence. Carson, during that stretch where I thought first half of that we were struggling a little bit, he took over for about a four-minute stretch and just said, okay, I'm going to bring this game back to us, guys. And then in the second half, Brooks Carroll, it was great to see him come in and really shoot it real well in the second half. He was a game-changer for us in the second half.
Absolutely. So Jamestown is off until March the 5th. They will play at 3 o'clock at the Bismarck Event Center against either Turtle Mountain, Williston, or St. Mary's. We will find out later on tonight who, in fact, well, actually, we'll find out who plays in the 8-9 game, and then Friday we'll have the winner that moves on. And speaking of playing games, Jamestown girls will play Friday night here at Jerry Mai Arena against Dickinson. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off. Right back here, we'll have it for you on ESPN Jamestown. Steve Linsmeyer for Luke Anderson saying so long. The Jays are the outright West Region champs as they beat Mandan tonight 75-72. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. We'll be at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota for Jimmy Basketball.